Dwarf Galaxy Formation with and without dark matter baryon streaming velocities, by Anna T. P. Schauer et al. We study how supersonic streaming velocities of baryons relative to dark matter, a large-scale effect imprinted at recombination and coherent over approximately 3 MPC scales, affects the formation of dwarf galaxies at Z is greater than or equal to 5. We perform cosmological hydrodynamic simulations, including and excluding streaming velocities, in regions centered on halos with MVIR Z equals 0 approximately equals 10 to the power of 10 M Sun. The simulations are part of the Feedback in Realistic Environments FIRE project and run with FIRE 3 physics. Our simulations comprise many thousands of systems with halo masses between MVIR equals 2 times 10 to the power of 5 M Sun and 2 times 10 to the power of 9 M Sun in the redshift range Z equals 20 to 5. A few hundred of these galaxies form stars and have stellar masses ranging from 100 to 10 to the power of 7 M Sun. While star formation is globally delayed by approximately 50 Mia in the streaming relative to non-streaming simulations and the number of luminous galaxies is correspondingly suppressed at high redshift in the streaming runs, these effects decay with time. By Z equals 5, the properties of the simulated galaxies are nearly identical in the streaming versus non-streaming runs, indicating that any effects of streaming velocities on the properties of galaxies at the mass scale of classical dwarfs and larger do not persist to Z equals 0. This was Dwarf Galaxy Formation with and without Dark Matter Baryon Streaming Velocities, by Anna T. P. Schauer et al.